hope you're ready to hear from the most organic guy around. Here he is, landscape architect, arborist, author, columnist for the Dallas Morning News, and my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. We had a full board of callers, and they all bailed. I hope we don't have something wrong with the screen, but good news is it's wide open for you to jump on here. Talk about any kind of gardening, landscaping, pest control, whatever you want to discuss. The number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. You can go there to find out about the Organic Club of America, featuring many benefits, including seminars, answers on a priority basis from the Dirt Doc, special offers of seed. We've got a lot of seed. I just harvested a ton more, not literally a ton, but about half a five-gallon bucket of inland sea oats. So I got some new. We still have a little of the last season sea oats. Now I've got a whole new fresh supply. So we'll be able to give out quite a bit. We also have quite a few of the Buckeyes, the Mexican Buckeye seed left for people that, you know, sign up for the Organic Club of America. We have the Shishito peppers, compliments of Bob Webster and Shades of Green in San Antonio. And he also has been collecting for me. He was telling me on the show we were doing together yesterday that the jicama production has been great. His jicama tubers are gigantic, and he's really getting a lot of seed, and we're going to have those available for the members here right away. The website, the homepage of dirtdoctor.com is also where you can learn about the Toric online gardening and landscaping course. Those windows, those photographs, they change automatically unless you start punching the little round buttons under them, and you can go to any one you want to. But as they rotate, one of them that comes up is me, a video of me explaining the online course, and then there's other things that pop up as well. The contest picture pops up there as well. It has been named for today. It's a Gamble Oak, and we already have a winner there. Information on my books is on the website. You can go to the library and look up any of my books. They're all listed there. And I guess the main thing to tell you is that the last three books that I've done are the ones that are the least regional. People are thrown a little bit by the word Texas being in a lot of my books. It doesn't make that much difference, especially the Texas bug book, because insects, beneficial insects and pests and how you control them and how you do all that is pretty much the same coast to coast and border to border. And everything else that I talk about is the same, too, except for two things, and that's timing, when you do things, and then, of course, specific plants. There's a few other changes, but for the most part, they're good for anybody across the country. Facebook, I was going to put the, and I will do it at the next break. I forgot all about it. This will remind me. My yellow angel trumpets, Brugmansia, are in beautiful full color right now in my garden. I'll put that on Facebook for you. We'll get that on the website as well. We've got a lot of YouTube videos, and that's growing. The library on dirtdoctor.com is the place where everything is listed alphabetically. And one of the interesting conversations that's going on in my world these days, all my golf buddies and some of the other friends of mine are starting to ask me, because they're noticing I'm not having any problem walking or getting around like I was for a while, asking me about how the stem cell therapy went. And I completely forget about it now. I didn't think about it because my knee is so completely healed. It was a torn knee, torn meniscus. And, yeah, it's incredible. The Young Vitality Bunch, there's information on our website under stem cell treatment. This is a very specific, unique kind of stem cell treatment. It's umbilical cords. It's not taking your own fat and, you know, trying to grow old cells into a stronger supply. It's using the youngest, strongest, most concentrated stem cells that exist. You can set up a meeting, and a lot of people are doing this, and have an interview and talk about it by calling a telephone number I'm going to give you. It costs nothing to do it, and they'll give you all the detail information about how it works, whether it would work for you or not in your case, if you have some kind of severe pain or you've had a bad injury or whatever it is, and you don't want to do an operation or do medicine or whatever, or they haven't worked for you, look into this. Just call this number to get the free evaluation. It's 800-705-6006. 800-705-6006. Polly, I was going to go into this myself, but she's calling about exactly what I was going to bring up. And by the way, the number is 866-444-3478 to be on the show here. Good morning, Polly. What's up?
Good morning. I recently dug up my carpet roses due to the rose rosetta disease, and I dug out the roots as best I could, but there's still some in there. And I have two questions. Is it okay to leave them in there? And if so, should I treat them with something? And I'm going to throw in a third. And how soon can I plant something else in that location, but I'm not going to plant roses again?
Well, you can plant something else this afternoon without even worrying about what's left in the soil, because rose rosette is specific to roses.
Okay.
So if you're going to go with abelia, dwarf abelia, which might be a good choice for you, or something like some other perennial or permanent plants, shrubs, hollies, whatever, you can just do it right away.
Okay.
I would still use all of the organic amendments that I recommend, you know, the compost, cornmeal, dry molasses, lava sand, you know, all the things that we talk about all the time in the bed preparation. But rose rosette, I've got a little bit different take on. The carpet roses are a little delicate. I've had mixed success with them myself. I tried to plant them in an area that didn't get enough full sun was my biggest problem. But the rose rosette is controllable if you get to it early enough before it's all the way, you know, through the whole plant. And it's what we call the sick tree treatment. It's exactly the same procedure that we use to cure sick photinia that have the root diseases leading to the entomosporium leaf spot and all that kind of thing. It's able to be controlled. We've had a lot of reports. Most of the reports say that the rose rosette, which is a virus, will be able to be controlled. But in the most cases, the people tell me that if they stop doing the treatment, it'll sometimes come back, and I've seen that myself.
Well, what about the – well, mine are already gone, and they were pretty diseased.
Yeah, which is fine.
What about the roots that are left that I can't dig out?
Well, they're not going to affect anything but roses, so that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't go to an extreme amount of trouble to try to remove every piece unless you're going to plant roses again.
Okay, well, that answers my question, and thank you very much.
Yeah, just don't make it harder than it needs to be. Just use the new bed preparation, which stimulates biological activity, you know, tremendously, and that's what will overcome the disease, you know, even if you tried to plant some more roses. If you did change your mind and decide to plant some more roses, taking as much of the roots out as possible would be a beneficial thing to do.
Okay, thank you very much, and I enjoy your show.
Thank you for calling. And open line at 866-444-3478. Here's Mary in Arlington. Hey, Mary.
Good morning. It's nice to hear you again. I haven't been listening. I've been sick. Anyway, I planted a couple of Altheas and that chinquapin. I've called you before. I bet you're tired of my questions. But anyway, you know, since that last rain, I haven't watered them, so I'm just watering them a little, about 15 minutes. What do you think?
I don't like watering anything, just a little bit on an often basis, and especially trees. You ought to water them really deeply, soak the soil really well, keep some mulch around the plant, not up on the stem of the plant, and don't water again until you need to. Watering in the fall is an important thing to do if it's been real dry, but you don't want to water too much and keep it, waterlogged. That is not a good thing to do. But just use, common sense. Water when it is needed, and don't keep watering or you're going to drown your little trees. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The telephone number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. I'll be back right after this.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich Magic Sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call now for a complimentary consultation, a $200 value. Call 800-705-6006. That's 800-705-6006.
Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you're missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy,
controls your allergy sensitivities and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Well, I got halfway through putting the angel trumpet photographs on Twitter and Facebook. It's on Twitter, I'll get them on Facebook. Got halfway done. Didn't get it finished. I'll get it on Facebook for you next. And if you haven't planted them before, they're fun to plant. They get big, but it's one of those things that'll bloom in the shade. You know, I've got such a shady garden. It works out well for our backyard, and so be something for you to consider. Angel trumpets or Brugmansia. Let's see where we are here. Lisette, is that right, in Granbury? Is Lisette right? Lisette? Hello? What's are you there, Lisette?
Yes, I am.
What can I do for you?
I have an, it's an oak tree, and it's recovering from oak wilt.
Okay.
That is per the A&M Extension group in my area. And it's producing leaves every year, but by the end of the season, it looks like the leaves have been eaten by some bugs in certain spots. And she did tell me to cover up all the holes in the trunk with to strengthen the tree with caulk, foam caulk. I've been doing that. I've been putting...
Now, who recommended that?
This is A&M.
The A&M people?
Yeah.
To caulk up the holes in the tree.
Yeah, because bugs were getting in it.
Okay.
So, and to give it... I've been doing, I think it's seaweed and molasses with making up a compost tea.
Okay.
And putting it around there. But can you suggest anything else? It's coming up leaves, but like I said, by the end of the season, the leaves are eaten up, and it just doesn't look good.
Yeah, first thing I would do is not listen to their advice on caulking up the holes. It's a silly waste of time, and it'll actually create problems and not solve any problems. So don't waste your time doing that. On the compost tea and that and all that, that's part of what we recommend for oak wilt. What we recommend is the overall sick tree treatment, just like, you know, we talk about for all kinds of things, including the rose rosette. But you've already started part of it. You know, part of it is compost tea and Garrett juice and that sort of thing. The single most important step. Of the treatment is to expose the flare, the base of the tree, the root flare. Now, did they get you to inject anything into the tree?
No, they weren't going to do that. She told me just to go ahead and start this first and see, and then she, I could call her out and she can inject it if I wanted.
Yeah, no, you
but
don't.
I didn't do that.
You don't need to. Just expose the flare and then aerate the root zone, you know, which is the area from about halfway between the trunk and the drip line to way out beyond the drip line. In most cases in residential property, it's the whole property. And then apply compost, rock minerals, and sugars, which is cornmeal and dry molasses. And then you spray the Garrett juice on the plant and drench it into the soil. You've already got the good start of it with the compost tea. You just need to add all the other pieces.
I do. Yeah. See, how do you expose it? You just get a shovel and.
Well, I've showed how to do it by hand on DirtDoctor.com.
Okay.
We now have a video that's in the public area. It was in the members only area for a while. We actually did a newsletter on it. You can go to the archives of the newsletter, and I show how to expose a flare by hand with hand tools. If it's a big tree or a lot of trees, the best way is to have an arborist come out and do it with what's called the air spade. But you can do it by hand if you do it very slowly and very carefully and don't nick and injure, you know, the buried flare. But it makes a remarkable difference to the tree to expose it dramatically.
Thank you so very much. I'll look at your video.
Okay.
I appreciate your help.
Send me a picture of it too, about where you stand now. So if I see anything else, I'll let you know, and then we'll have some before and after pictures after you get the tree back in good shape.
I will do that.
Okay.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you for calling. Bye bye. Let's go to, speaking of Rose Rosette, talk to Jane in Garland. Hey, Jane.
Good morning. I don't have a question. I just wanted to make a comment. I had a fairly large round bed with double knockout roses, and I had Rose Rosette. I fought it for a while, and then I gave up and just dug them out. And I wasn't sure what I wanted to do with the bed, so I had a bunch of zinnia seed that I had harvested from prior years. I just threw that out and ended up with this beautiful, beautiful flowers this summer. And it was just a transformation in my backyard. And then, to my surprise, I had an influx of monarchs that was just unbelievable for about 6 weeks, and it was so beautiful.
That's great. So you put out the zinnia seed in the spring?
Actually, it was kind of in the middle of the, late spring, I guess is what it was.
Well, that's a good time. You get the fall color benefit out of them going that route. I think zinnias should be used more than they are. And they're probably better from midsummer to fall than they are in early spring and early summer.
Yeah, I'm going to do this every year now because the monarchs were here for like 6 weeks and they were so beautiful.
Oh, great, right.
There were solid orange ones, there were bright yellows, and there were even some black ones with these blue iridescent tails. It was just unbelievable.
Yeah, that's great. Send us some pictures of all that stuff.
Okay, I will. I do have some on my phone, so I'll send them to you.
Okay, info@dirtdoctor.com is what anybody can use.
Okay,
thank you, Jane.
Cool.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Yeah, info@dirtdoctor.com if you've got a question or something to brag about. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll be back after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to DirtDoctor.com, that's DirtDoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day, I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless Kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, let's see where we are here. Telephone number, hear somebody hang up, is 866-444-3478. Dave is in Aledo. Hello, Dave.
Howard, I talked to you a while back about two big oak trees of mine, which sadly have passed. Mm-hmm. I'm getting ready to have them taken down, and but I got some growth around the bottom. I'll come back to that in a minute. My concern is I'd like to try to save the firewood. Do you think I'd run into any problems if I have it stacked along a tree line with, that's on the edge of my property, with disease spreading?
Well, now, are they live oaks or red oaks?
They were live oaks.
No problem at all about spreading oak wilt. Did they die of oak wilt? Is that what we're dealing with here?
Well, I don't know. They just both sick and went into decline, and I treated them with the Garrett juice and cornmeal and all that, and they just kept going, and they're dead, and I got to get them taken out.
Okay. There's I'd like to see some pictures of it and what all you did and kind of follow up on it. So send me some pictures and email, and let's talk a little bit more, not just spend the whole time on the air. But to answer your question, live oak firewood can be stacked and won't spread the disease or be a problem at all. Red oak will, and it has to be covered with plastic, put it out in full sun, cover it with clear plastic so you create kind of a greenhouse situation in it so it kills all the spores and the disease organisms that are on the bark of the red oaks. But live oaks don't do that and aren't a problem at all. You can grind either one of them, the red oaks or the live oaks, into mulch and use the mulch, and it's no problem at all. That aeration that's created by the grinding eliminates the disease.
Okay, that's good to know. Yeah. Now, the second question is, along my driveway and also in front of my house, I've got some beautiful crepe myrtles, but they're kind of they just been allowed to grow. They're have maybe 4 to 10 stems, and they're anywhere from 15 to 40 feet, 35 feet high. And I need to get them trimmed back, but I want to know what I should do. Should I thin out those stems, or primarily I want to get rid of the overhang on the driveway because I'm about to get a different vehicle and I don't want to scratch it up.
Well, you don't want to cut them back. That ruins them. You know, they go back and from these knobs that you create when you cut the tree back. So cutting some of the stems all the way back down to the ground is the thing to do. And leave the strongest ones. That would be the best thing if you could stand to leave them that high. The second possibility is to cut the trees all the way to the ground. And then in this next spring, you'll have new shoots, and you only allow one or two or three of them to grow, and they'll grow back into a well-formed crepe myrtle going that route. Now, it's going to take a while for them to grow back to any size, obviously, but that is one technique that some people are using.
Well, I really enjoy the shade, you know, during the summer on the east side of the house.
Yeah, well, leave the big stems and just cut some of the smaller ones out so you can eliminate the crowding of it growing out sideways.
Okay, and one quick question back on the oaks. I've got growth around the base of them. You know, some stuff's coming out. How far down should I take the stump and one and two? Can I leave some of those grow and then thin them out, choosing the strongest ones and maybe get a tree back?
So you've got stump shoots growing out that are the live oaks that died. Okay. Well, that means you didn't have oak wilt. Something else got them. So that's why I'd like to see a photograph and talk to you about them a little more. So send me something. The answer to your question is you can take, again, the strongest of those shoots that are growing. In that case, I'd do one. I'd do the strongest looking one, keep all the others cut back. You'll be amazed how quickly you'll get a healthy tree out of that, unless what killed them is some kind of a contamination in the ground, you know, of a chemical or something like that, and then it's ultimately going to kill these shoots as well. It sounds like they got too dry or stayed too wet or had some kind of trauma like that that actually killed the trees.
I think that's what it was, because I don't use chemicals. I haven't for 15 years.
Probably got a little too dry. Yeah, go ahead and let one come back and do the crepe myrtles like we talked about, and I think you'll be back in good shape.
How far down should I take the stumps?
Well, you could just leave the stump the way it is. If you try grinding the stump down, you may hurt this one shoot that you're trying to grow. The other thing is if the stump is dead, you could drill holes in it and put saltpeter in it, you know, potassium nitrate, and let it eat down in to the stump and kill the stump. What I don't want you to do is kill the little shoot that, you know, you're trying to preserve. So be careful about that.
Exactly. That's where I wanted to
know. Yeah, you don't even have to cut it down at all.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate the call. Good luck with all that, and send me some pictures, and let's talk more about what it might have been. Here's Paul in Forney, Texas. Hi, Paul.
Hey, good morning, Howard. Hey, I'm getting ready to plant a variety of different trees, and some of them I can get bare root. So I wanted to know if there was any advantages or disadvantage to doing a bare root as opposed to a container-grown tree.
If I had the time to wait on growth, I would always do bare-rooted plants. Because if you start with a small bare-rooted plant, you don't have any of that circling and girdling that comes from the the roots going over and hitting the wall of the container and starting to go round and round in a circle.
Uh-huh.
You also don't have the problem of ball and burlapped plants that are coming from nurseries that if during their cultivation and during the digging they've thrown additional excess soil up on top of the ball and on the flare. So theoretically with bare root trees, you could set them at just the right height so that the flare would be up nice and high and the roots would get started perfectly radiating out from day one.
So, but you're limited, obviously, on size on a bare root.
Right.
That's the rub. Disadvantage. Okay.
Yep. That's the only rub, in my opinion.
Right.
Because you're going to get a better cost and you're going to get healthier roots starting from day one. And all that. So the only negative is having to start with a little smaller plant in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But I've also heard that they'll grow at a faster rate
they
than
will.
a container-grown tree.
That's exactly right. And I used to, when I was full-time doing landscape architecture, I was just carried away with designing in the largest plants I could, largest trees I could. And a lot of the developers wanted that because they wanted to sell stuff right away. And and the same thing happens. A great big tree that you planted and paid thousands of dollars for will be outgrown and outrun by a little 2-inch or 3-inch caliper tree that didn't cost anywhere near as much money. It'll get to the same size and outgrow the big tree in most cases.
Right.
So, yeah, I think starting with smaller stuff, if you can stand it for a few years, is the better way to go.
Okay. Hey, one other one. Mm-hmm. I've heard you say putting plastic down as a weed barrier is not good. But I've got some areas that I'm going to be doing a walkway, and so there'll always, there never will be any vegetation that or wanted vegetation there. So if I did put down plastic, what would it do?
Well, it'd waste your money for one thing, Paul. I don't think they work. What kind of surface are you going to use? Something like decomposed granite?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
All right, here's a much better way to go. What you want to do is talk to your sand and gravel company, whoever you deal with, or maybe talk to a couple of them, and buy some caliche.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about just white limestone caliche. And you put it down, it'll be kind of, you want to get it so it's broken up pretty good, small pieces to powdery. And you put it in there as the base and pack it down, water it well, and then put your decomposed granite on the top of the caliche. It functions much better as a weed barrier, and it's just a better way to go. If plant roots grow over under it, tree roots, it doesn't hurt them, and it lasts pretty much forever. Much, much better way to go.
Okay, because it packs in there and kind of
– yeah.
Like a concrete surface.
Yeah, you can make one of the highest quality driveways or motor courts imaginable with that technique, a packed caliche, and then a thin layer of decomposed granite on it to drive and park on. So it really works well as a walking pathway.
Okay. All right, one more. I've got some blackberries. A row of blackberries that really got weed infested this year because I wasn't able to keep on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if I cut my blackberries all the way to the ground? Are they going to grow back and it's just going to be a slower growth?
Yeah. They produce, primarily on second year growth. And so you're going to cut your production down a lot. You'll probably have some production, but as far as getting them cleaned up and healthy again, and then you can protect those canes and take them over to a second year's growth, you know, the next year. That's probably, if it's a mess right now, that's probably the best way to go.
Okay. All right.
That's what I would do. All right. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, thank you very much. Appreciate the information.
Appreciate the call. All right. 866-444-3478. I want to tell you one more time about a couple of things when I come back about how to get more information on this natural organic program that we recommend, getting away from the toxic chemical pesticides. They just don't have any use out there. We've got ways of controlling the pests without doing that. And then even more importantly is getting away from the synthetic fertilizers, the high nitrogen fertilizers that hurt the biological activity in the soil and hurt production long term. I'll tell you more about it when I come back.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. American Rio is the only high-quality lava product we have seen with significant paramagnetism. Their Maverick Lava Soil Amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. It can be delivered directly to you by one-ton tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752. Or go to AmericanRio.com.
Ah, the pursuit of anti-aging. We diet, exercise, use the latest moisturizers, but did you know that dietary supplements can make a huge difference too? Our body's master antioxidant, glutathione, plays a significant role in the anti-aging process by helping to keep our strands of DNA healthy. At the end of our DNA strands are telomeres, little caps that protect our DNA and chromosomes. Over time, these caps can become frayed and cell aging accelerates. Anti-aging studies suggest that by boosting our body's glutathione levels, we can reduce telomere shortening and help protect our DNA. But since our glutathione levels decrease as we age, we need some help. RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable supplement that is transforming the future of anti-aging health and wellness. RegActive features ME3, which has over 20 years of research and is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in our body, helping to support our cellular and anti-aging health. RegActive is available on Amazon.com. That's REG-ACTIV.
Espoma, extremely high-quality organic products, including Biotone Starter Plus, which is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizal fungi. The result, plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Espoma products are safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Hey, Alan, what's going on in Western Grove, Arkansas?
I've got a fruit cocktail tree that's probably, I think it's around 8 years old, something like that.
Okay.
And every year, it bears fruit. It's got different fruits on it. It's got apricots, plums, I think two different kinds of peaches.
And they're grafted to the same tree. It's not multiple trees in the pot. That's the
right.
Other way that's done. Okay.
Right. They're grafted.
Okay. All right.
And every year it puts on a fruit, and it gets about the size of your, half the size of your thumb. And then they just fall off. They won't get any bigger than that. Never have.
You have it in a pot, or do you keep trying to do this in the ground?
Just plant it in the ground outside.
Okay. And it looks healthy, the foliage and everything. The fruit just aborts every year. Well, there's two things you need to try. It's possible that the varieties that they grafted on there just aren't adapted there. You know, that's fact of life, possibly, Alan, and there's nothing that'll solve it. The other thing is, the Garrett Juice Mixture, you know, that we give the formula, it's on our website and in my books and everything, using it as a regular spray and a drench in the soil will help set fruit, but it also helps hold it better than about anything you can do. And even though your little cocktail tree is, you know, very compact and in one tree instead of a whole orchard, I would do the entire organic fruit and pecan tree program that we have on the site. The first spraying is at pink bud, you know, before the buds have opened. And then the second one is after the flowers have fallen. Now, with yours, since it's different kinds of fruit on the same tree, do they flower at the same time?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
2 weeks.
All right. Well, use my basic organic fruit and pecan tree program, but the Garrett juice is going to be critical as a spray and a drench to help you hold that fruit on the plant.
Okay, and when can I give that thing a pretty serious haircut?
Anytime you want to. If it's getting too big, this winter, the best time ideally would be just before bud break.
Okay.
In the real late winter, before early spring, before, you know, you get into that first spraying of the organic program.
Okay. Right. And I've got one more question with some asparagus that I've got right down the edge of my garden.
Okay.
And, of course, I can't till it. It'll kill the roots and all. But it gets pretty grassy in there.
All you can do is cut it down, and right now is the time. As it's turning brown, I'm about to do mine, and do hand weeding on it. You're right. If you get in there and you're too aggressive, you're going to foul up next year's production. Cut it all the way to the ground, hand weed it, and then cover the entire thing after putting some organic fertilizer on it with a shredded native tree trimmings mulch. And then
and that'll keep the weeds down. And
well, it'll help. Physically removing them is the main thing to do, though. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Susie in Fort Worth next. Hey, Susie.
Hey, Howard. It's good to talk to you again. I have a quick question about this cypress that's in the backyard. The house was built in about 55, and we've been in here for 20 years, and it was here when we moved in. The top of it is up. To show you kind of how tall it is up with the electric wires that the city pruned recently. They were conservative, thank goodness, because I had the tree guy, you know, be there with them to kind of be as conservative as they could. Anyway, the tree was planted about a mower's width from this little lake that we have in the backyard. And there's a retaining wall that's about maybe a foot high off the grass. And kind of there are a whole bunch of knees from the cypress.
Okay, this is a ball cypress, then, in other words, Susie, right?
Okay, it must be. It has those little round.
Yeah, if it has knees, okay. Get to the problem pretty quick, or we're going to run out of time here.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, ask me.
Yeah, what's the problem?
Are the knees going underneath this retaining wall going to cause it going to keep growing and cause the wall to tip over? And if I were ever to take the tree down, would the knees continue to send up sprouts and things of new trees?
No, if you take the whole thing down, I think the knees, that's part of the root system, will go ahead and die out. If the wall is structurally sound, has a good base and all, I don't think the knees of a cypress would hurt any more than any other kind of tree. So you can leave it there if you think it's a strong enough wall. If you think it's going to be a structural problem, just take it out. And then if it does try to sprout up, just cut them off, and I think it'll die out pretty quick.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks again. Appreciate it.
Good luck.
Much.
I'd hate for you to cut it down. Try to keep it around if you can. And then just one more time, the information about all this organic approach and everything, start on our website, dirtdoctor.com. There you can find out about the Organic Club of America. You can go to Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and get some more information. The Texas Organic Research Center. If we want to donate to that, that would be great. If you want to know about our course, the Natural Organic Certification course, it's right there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Information about this stem cell therapy that I'm so big on, you can get information in the library under stem cell, or you can call for a free appointment at 800-705-6006. I recommend it very highly if you've been having some pain issues or some health issues. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I've enjoyed being with you very much during the week. If you have some questions, go to dirtdoctor.com. Send me an email if you want to join the Organic Club of America. I'll talk to you later. Thanks.